Now, an Irish woman who had been living legally in the United States has been detained by US Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, after a trip to Ireland to visit her sick father. Cliona Ward, who went to the US in her early teens and is a carer for her son with special needs, is now in a detention facility at Tacoma in Washington State. Her sister, Orla Holliday, has been speaking to US media about Cliona's first few days in detention.
I'm livid. And the way that they are treating her is worse than a criminal. She had no contact with any family members. She was basically eating Top Ramen and goldfish for 3 days.
Let's speak now with Colm Keane, who has this story on the Irish Times website. Colm, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Tell us about Cliona Ward and what happened to her when she returned to the United States after visiting her father in Ireland.
Yes, as I understand it, she came here in March with her stepmother to visit her father, who's very unwell. She'd travelled to the United States when she was in her early teens, been living there ever since, legally on a green card. She got stopped at San Francisco International Airport and questioned about a drug possession conviction from more than a decade ago, which, as they say in the reports from America, had been expunged. I think that means it had been dealt with legally. They let her go eventually, but she had to return to the airport customs people and immigration people last Monday to show the documentation showing that this criminal matter had been dealt with. And they took her into custody, and she's now in this immigration and customs enforcement facility up in Washington State. And it seems from what a local politician has been saying down in California, that the difference is that it had been dealt with, the conviction had been dealt with on a state level, but not on a federal level. And there is some sort of legal mix up there.
And this is a historical conviction, as we understand it, I think. Is she facing now the threat of deportation?
As I understand it, yes. She's in the facility she's in is an immigration and customs enforcement facility. So she's being held in that context, and her case is due up for in the court for mention on the 7th of May. So I think. Very much so. What this Democratic politician, Jimmy Panetta in California, was saying, it's outrageous that somebody with this historical conviction who's working and living legally in America could be facing deportation.
Mm. And this is somebody who has been in the United States for 30 years.
Yeah, went to high school there, you know, has a child. I gather she's the sole care of a child with special needs. She's working away. She's a lot of people upset about what's happening to her. The Irish Times is contacted by an old school friend of hers who got to school with her in California. And he said she'd been back and forth to Ireland multiple occasions with no trouble at all. You know, this thing had been dealt with, and it wasn't relevant to her immigration status. But now that the atmosphere has changed in the United States, it suddenly is becoming an issue.
What happens next now?
Well, I guess nobody knows. It's up before the court. Orla Holliday, her sister, is trying to raise some money with online fundraising appeal, and they're hoping to pay for a lawyer to represent her in court.
All right, Colm, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning and telling us the details of that story. That's Colm Keane from the Irish Times.